This is a Fox News alert. Control of Congress still up in the air the day after Election Day. I'm Dave Anthony. But the Republican leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy's confident.
It is clear that we are going to take the House back.
So far, Fox has called 200 races for Republicans, 172 for Democrats. The GOP needs 18 more in what may end up a small House majority. Control of the Senate remains up in the air, but Democrats did flip what's now a red seat blue. John Fetterman, who's famously recovering from a stroke, won in Pennsylvania.
Every county, every vote. And that's exactly what happened. We jammed them up.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman defeated Republican Mehmet Oz in a close race that was the most expensive of the midterms. Fetterman replaces retiring Republican Senator Pat Toomey. With the Fetterman campaign in Pittsburgh, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In a closely watched Ohio Senate race, Republican J.D. Vance beat Congressman Tim Ryan.
Really, I cannot say thank you enough. I cannot express possibly in words how grateful I am.
There are four Senate races not called yet. In Wisconsin, GOP Senator Ron Johnson has a lead. Republican Adam Laxalt also leads in Nevada, trying to unseat Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. In Arizona, Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is ahead of Republican Blake Masters. So it could all come down to Georgia again.
I'm grateful that we are together every step of the way.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock has a slim lead over Herschel Walker, but neither is at 50%, so there may be a runoff next month. Tropical Storm Nicole, bearing down in the Bahamas, could grow into a hurricane before hitting Florida's east coast.
34 counties in a state of emergency declared by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and this storm expected to come in very early Thursday morning. People should be on guard of the water that could be pushing in as Nicole intensifies.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There were also 36 governor's races across the country. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis easily won re-election, beating Democrat Charlie Crist by 20 points. Governor Greg Abbott won a third term in Texas, and another high-profile Republican won in Georgia, Brian Kemp.
Governor Kemp says he won a second term by focusing on what Georgians cared about. It included fighting crime, keeping the state open.
And it was also about making sure our kids recover from pandemic learning loss and get the best education they can.
For Abrams, the campaign did not end in victory, but she says she's not exiting the stage.
And while we may not write the story today, there will always be another chapter.
Whether it will be another run for governor in 2026 remains to be seen. In Atlanta, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Some Democratic governors were also reelected. Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, Tony Evers in Wisconsin, and Kathy Hochul in New York. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, has gone to Ukraine, trying to keep a grain deal in place with Russia to keep an economic pipeline flowing, but there is concern Russia could get more weapons from a U.S. adversary.
A spokesman for Ukraine's Air Force says the Kremlin plans to buy ballistic missiles from Iran, weapons that would likely be used to further cripple energy infrastructure. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says there's no confirmation of Iran delivering those weapons.
Although we do have concerns that they may seek to acquire that capability.
Ryder says a deal is plausible, given Russia's use of Iranian drones on the battlefield.
Both of these countries right now are targeting innocent civilians in Ukraine and extending the length of this conflict needlessly.
Ukraine's power plants and substations and water supply stations suffered extensive damage from a barrage of Russian missile and drone attacks in recent weeks. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.